Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Apparently, Emerson, Doc Kennedy, was a creative man, not overly constrained by convention, propriety, or laws. He came to Oregon reportedly as a physician who had lost licenses in Oklahoma and California. In 1945, in spite of lumber and labor shortages, he purchased a Cow Creek sawmill and built a dance hall south of Roseburg. He partly constructed the dance hall with vertically sawn 8-foot peeler cores. According to R.J. Duffy, who had been a bartender for Kennedy in 1947, Kennedy's Dutch mill was built with no skilled labor, just a quart of hooch and some boys. Together, they constructed a huge dance hall with two restaurants. A locomotive-sized diesel boiler consumed 100 gallons an hour, heating the uninsulated building. During Kennedy's time, the establishment had an illegal gambling den and bedrooms rented by the hour. An employee later recounted how one night Kennedy broke up a gambling party with 40 friends just a half hour before the police arrived. He had apparently been tipped off by a phone call. In 1952, Kennedy sold out to Herb Linder, who named the place Lindy's and changed the nature of the business, focusing on country music instead. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.